时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
Hallelujah, may the peace and the joy and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of our brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们要一起学习的题目是在田中与主同工。
The topic for mutual encouragement this afternoon is work in the field with the Lord.
常常在圣经里面或者常常我们会用一些比喻来说我们的宣道的工作。
We very often use the parables in the Bible to be able to describe the evangelical work.
好像我们刚刚所唱的赞美诗。
For example, the hymn that we just sang.
开船入深海洋，勇敢为主到下到水深之处，撒网捕鱼，领人归主，得人如得鱼。
Launch out into the deep and throw out your net and catch the fish like you're catching a man.
哦，没错。
Which just means that work hard and preach the gospel.
好，那从那一方面也有很多很好的学习，好像说你要勇敢啊，你要到里面，然后你网要准备好，你不可以网有破洞啊。结果你网有破洞，你一捞起来，结果鱼就从破洞跑出去了。
And there are many things that we can learn from that hymn, which is that you really need to be brave to launch out or to throw out that net, and then you got to be strong to be able to pull in the net, and you need to prepare the net very well, or as if you have a lot of fish and your net is not very well.Prepared, then it's going to rip off when you bring it off into your boat.
那既然我们的那个灵恩布道大会即将来临
and since our evangelical service and spiritual convocation is coming up quite soon,
我们要把这个福音的事工放在心上
we really need to put the evangelical work within our heart.
那今天我们用另外一个角度来看这个福音的工作
and today we're going to look at the evangelical work from another perspective.
就是在田里的工作
which is the work within the field.
我们请看到马太福音
Please turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音的第十一章
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章
Matthew chapter 11.
好，今天早上我们有读过这一节哈。
And we read this verse this morning.
我们看从二十九到三十节
From verse 29 to 30.
马太福音十一章二十九节
Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
三十节。
30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这边主耶稣说，当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Lord Jesus Christ is encouraging us to take His yoke upon us and learn from Him.
这个轭就是在田里面牛在拉的负的那个轭。
And this yoke refers to the yoke that oxen will use whenever they are tilling the land.
那这边说到主说他的轭是容易的。
And the Lord also says that His yoke is easy.
好，其实这个轭本身它是重的。
Actually, a yoke is quite heavy.
在田里面要拉这个地，有时候地很硬啊，这个工作非常的困难。
Because when you want to break the land using the yoke must be quite heavy.
但是主耶稣
it's very hard work.
不会骗我们。
However, Lord Jesus Christ will not lie to us.
所以它是容易的。
And that is why the yoke is easy.
所以这个轭本身是重的，但是又怎么会容易起来呢？
So even though this yoke is supposed to be quite heavy, how can it be easy?
重点是负主的轭。
What is most important is that we are taking the Lord's yoke upon us.
其实当时候的轭，它做得出来是一个 T 字形。
And the yoke of the olden times had a T-shape.
就是说一次有两头牛在拉这个轭，不是一头牛，是两头牛。
And it had this T-shape because at the same time you would have two oxen pulling the yoke.
所以说这个轭呢，为什么这个轭会简单？因为主耶稣在另外一边拉这个轭。
And so why is this yoke easier light? And it is because it is Lord Jesus Christ who is on the other side, or he's the partnering person or being who is carrying the yoke.
轭本身是重的。
Yoke is supposed to be heavy.
但是既然有主与我们同拉这个轭。
However, since it's the Lord Jesus Christ together with us who are carrying this yoke,
一起在这个田里面做工
and we are both working together on this field.
那这个轭，我们承担的部分是容易的。
Then the part that we are to bear in regards to this yoke would be easy or light.
最不容易、最难的地方，主耶稣他自己承担了。
And it is because the most difficult part.Has already been carried by Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说今天的福音工作就是在田里面拉这个轭。
And so today, the evangelical work is to pull this yoke in this field.
就是在田里面与主来同工。
And which it also means that we are to work together with the Lord in this field.
我们要从这个角度来学习福音的圣工推动。
So we're going to look at the evangelical work from this perspective.
好，那要拉推这个恶呢，要在这个工作有进展，这个恶要往前动，重要的是在哪里？
And so what is the key point to let this yoke move forward so that this holy work can also move forward?
好，第一个就是要同心。
The first one is that we must be united in heart.
好，圣经告诉我们光云与黑暗有什么相交呢？信与不信有什么相通呢？然后
the Bible says,
信与不信不能同负一轭啊。
The Bible says, so what relationship does light and dark have, or what relationship do the believers and the non-believers have? They actually have no relationship.
好，他说信与不信不能同负一轭。
And it is because those who believe with those who do not believe cannot carry the same yoke.
好，为什么？因为他信与不信，他两个方向不一样嘛。
And why is that so? It is because one believes, one does not believe. Therefore, the direction of their life would be quite different.
这样子到最后，这个恶走不到哪里去啊！你两头牛，一只要往东，一只要往西。
And so in the very end, this yoke cannot move forward because you have one oxen trying to move, go to the right and the other one trying to go to the left.
所以最重这要看这个工作能不能够做好，最重要不是说这个牛有多大的力气。
And so whether this work can be completed, it is not based on whether these oxen can, are
不是说有没有多大的，可能两头都很大的力气，但是它走不一样的方向，结果还是不能动啊。
Because it may be that these two oxen are very strong, however, if they're walking towards the different right directions, then of course this yoke would not move forward.
好，你有一只比较大力，一只比较小力，结果是大力的拖着小力的走，但是这样子也是动得很辛苦啊。
So what if it were to be that you have an oxen that is stronger and the other one that's weaker, then it would end up being that the stronger oxen would end up leading the weaker one towards one way, and that would be very hard to do.
要与主耶稣同负这个轭，第一，我们要与主的心相同。
So for us to be able to carry this yoke together with Lord Jesus Christ, we need to have be one-hearted with the Lord.
在主的宣道的事上，与他的心相同。
In regards to the evangelical work, we need to be united in heart with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样子，这个轭才会动。
And it is only in this way that the yoke can move forward.
这个工作才能够起来。
And it's only in this way that this work can progress.
那神对主耶稣对这个福音的工作，他的心是怎么样的？
And what is the desires of Lord Jesus Christ in regards to the evangelical work?
其实非常简单啊。
It is actually quite simple.
我们看约翰福音。
Please turn to John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章
John chapter 3
十六节
Verse 16
到十七节
To 17
约翰福音第三章
John chapter 3
十六节
Verse 16
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
17节
17.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
这个就是主耶稣的心。
And this is the heart of Lord Jesus Christ.
他在拉这个轭的时候，他是用爱心来拉。
When he's pulling this yoke, he's pulling this yoke forward with his love.
所以今天我们要与主同在这个轭上。
And that is why today we need to be together with the Lord Jesus Christ.
要与主在这个田地里面一起做工。
We need to work together with Lord Jesus Christ on this field.
我们要与主有一样激发这个爱人灵魂的心。
And we must also have the same motivation to love other people, just like Jesus Christ does.
爱人要让他们的灵魂得到救恩，不要灭亡。
We must love our fellow human beings, love their soul, because we hope that they will not be condemned.
这一件事情，主耶稣他很看重。
And this is something that Lord Jesus Christ puts great emphasis upon.
我们请看《路加福音》。
Please turn to Luke.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
路加福音第九章
Luke chapter 9
九章的五十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 52.
好，五十二节到五十六节。
Through 56.
好，从五十一节开始看起好了。
Let's start from verse 51.
五十一到五十六。
Verse 51 through 56.
从这一段里面，我们来看主的心是什么。
Let's read this passage and figure out what is Lord Jesus Christ's heart.
而且主对那些跟他一起负轭的人的心的要求是什么？
And what is the expectation that Lord Jesus Christ has in regards to those who carry the yoke with him?
五十一节。
Verse 51.
耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定意向耶路撒冷去。五十二。
52.
便打发使者在他前头走，他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄。要为他准备。五十三。
53.
那里的人不接待他，因他面向耶路撒冷去。五十四。
54.
他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？五十五。
55.
耶稣转身，责备两个门徒，说：你们的心如何？你们并不知道。五十六。
56.
人子来不是要灭人的性命。这边特别有注解说性命或做灵魂，是要救人的性命。好，说着就往别的村庄去了。好，所以在这边我们特别看到主来就是要救人的生命，也就是要爱人的灵魂，拯救人的灵魂。
So from this passage we can see that Lord Jesus Christ has come because he wants to love people, and loving people means to, or loving their souls means to save their souls from condemnation.
当时候这些门徒虽然表面上跟他一起在做这个工作，
and even though these disciples were working together with Jesus Christ, or that's what it looked like superficially,
甚至都在帮忙安排这些交通住宿的一些工作。
And they were also making arrangements in regards to accommodation or how they would get from one place to the other.
但是在同工当中，主耶稣特别教导他们，你们的心，这边说用到责备两个字，你们的心是什么？你们不知道。
And because they are working together, therefore it is written here that Jesus Christ rebuked them by saying, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
或者就是说，你们不了解我的心，他们没有体会到主的那个心，那个爱，那个深爱人灵魂喜欢人得救的心。
Which means that you do not understand my heart because you do not understand my desire to love the souls of people to save them.
要一起做好这个福音的工作是配合主耶稣。
And if we want to do a very good job in regards to the evangelical work, we are the ones who are synchronizing ourselves.
主耶稣很爱人的灵魂，所以他到处去传福音，为了要拯救人的灵魂。
Because Lord Jesus Christ loves people, therefore he would go everywhere to be able to try to save people's souls.
如果我们也要在这个田地工作，
and if we also want to work on the same field,
我们也要真心的与主这样子一起做工。
Then we must very earnestly work with the Lord.
当时候门徒他们还不明白。
Back then the disciples still did not understand.
所以主耶稣教导他们。
And that is why Lord Jesus Christ taught
them. 所以主耶稣带领他们。
And that is why Lord Jesus Christ led them.
他们也愿意学习。
And they were willing to learn.
他们也愿意谦卑。
And they were willing to be humble.
那后来主耶稣又把圣灵赐给他们，增加他们的力量。
And in the end, Lord Jesus Christ gave them the Holy Spirit to be able to strengthen them.
所以你继续看下去，后来这些门徒他们就有跟主耶稣一样的心智。
So if you continue reading forward, then you will see that eventually the disciples had the same motivation and the same heart as Jesus Christ.
当然雅各他比较早就被为道而的丧失生命，比较没有他的一些行为或者是写作的一个描述。
And even though James' life was terminated earlier because of the way, therefore there's not a lot of recordings in regards to what he did.
但是特别在这个约翰他后来活得久了一点，那他在整个圣经里面他著作了约翰福音、约翰一二三书和启示录，这些里面你都可以深深的体会到那份神的爱。
However, John, because he lived longer, and he is also the author of the book of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Revelation, from all of his writing, you can understand that he was able to experience the love of Jesus Christ.
还有当时候圣灵降下来之后，带领门徒们在使徒行传出去传福音，他们是以爱为出发点。
And when there was a downpour of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, we can see that the disciples would preach to others, starting off from this heart of love towards others.
我们请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
好，这边说到保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急呀。
It is written that while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols.
好，十七节。于是在会堂里与犹太人和前进的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。
Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshippers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there.
他看到这么多人还不认识，要来敬拜天上唯一的主宰，他心里面很着急。
When he saw that there was a city full of Gentile worshippers or those who were given over to idols, his spirit was provoked.
这个就是爱灵魂的心啊。
And this is what it means to have a heart that loves the souls of others.
他非常希望这些人的灵魂得到拯救。
Because he really hoped that the souls of others would truly be saved.
所以最直接的反应就是每天哦，在会堂，在不管在哪里，在路上遇见的人，他就跟他传福音了。
And therefore, the only natural reaction would be to reason with people every day in the synagogues.
我们不是说我们真的每一分每一刻一定都要在做传福音的工作，不然就是错的。
And this does not mean that we're trying to say that if you're not preaching the gospel every minute of every day, then you are doing it all wrong.
重点是在这个心。
What is most important is your heart.
我们可能所神要我们所做的福音的工作，每个人各有每个人的那一块田地。
And it is because the work that has been assigned to us in regards to evangelical work is different from others.
但是同样，
就是 like how we have different sections of the field.
但是同样的是主与我们同工。
However, at the same time, we are all co-working with Jesus Christ.
我们不是自己在做。
We're not doing this by ourselves.
那既然是与主同工，我们的心要与主一样。
And since we are working together with Jesus Christ, therefore our heart should be united with Him.
热爱人的灵魂。
Which is that we must very deeply love.
为他们的灵魂来着急。
That we must feel anxious for their salvation.
这样子我们才有办法能够在这个田里面与主同负一轭。
Because it is only when we're able to do this that we can work together with Lord Jesus Christ in this field.
好，那这个轭，如果我们真的用心去做，努力去扛，其实发现它不是很困难的，它其实主耶稣说是容易的。
And if we put in all of our efforts to work together with Jesus Christ, then we will realize that this yoke is truly very light and easy.
要带一个人来信主不简单。
Because we know that it is quite hard to be able to guide somebody to come and believe in Christ.
如果是靠我们自己一个人，没有办法。
If we were to just rely on our own skills, then it would definitely be impossible.
但是如果是主耶稣与我们在这个人身上做工，
But if it is that we are working together with Lord Jesus Christ,
我们跟主同心，说爱心、勉励、鼓励的话，
then and we have the same heart of love just as Jesus Christ, and we encourage this person,
挽回他的灵魂，
and we bring back their souls,
把福音的光照在他面前，
and we shine them with the word of truth.
好，那这个就是我们所应该做的。
And this is what we should truly be doing.
而且不是我们自己的部分，不是这么的困难。
And we know that the part that we have in this is quite easy.
好，这个是第一点，就是说我们要与主同心。
And that is the first point, which is that we need to be united in heart with the Lord Jesus Christ.
方向一样才能够推这个轭。
To have the same direction to be able to push this yoke forward.
好，那再来在这个田地里面工作。
And next, whenever we're working together in this field,
我们要有一个良好的器具、工具啊。
We must have a very good tool.
好，当我们常常说你工具好了，就会事半功倍。
And it is because it is said that whenever you have a good tool, then half of the work is done.
好，我们请看，这个是传道书。
Please turn to the book of Proverbs.
传道书。
Sorry, Ecclesiastes.
第十章。
Chapter 10,
第十章的第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10.
传道书十章十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10.
铁器钝了，若不将刃磨快，就必多费气力。 但得智慧指教便有益处。
If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength, but wisdom brings success.
好，所以我们中华人有一句话，工欲善其事，必先利其器。啊，或者
And there's a saying,
就是说我们要把一件事情做好，我们要先把它的工具把它准备好。
That if you want to get something done right, then you need to spend the time to prepare your tools.
哦，所以在田里面工具也是一样。
And in the same way, whenever you are working in a field, the tools are.
这个犁你要把它用力。
You need to make sure that you sharpen your tools.
好，那这个犁立了，你在推的时候，哇，它就很容易能够把这个地把它铲松。
And it is whenever you have sharpened the yoke that it can help break the land, the blade of the yoke.
好，所以说这个第二个我们要学习的就是要做好周全工作的一个准备。
So the second thing that we are to learn is that we need to do our very best to prepare very thoroughly the tools that we need.
好，当然我们的工具是什么？
And so what are our tools?
我们传福音的利器是什么？
What is the source of strength to be able to preach the gospel?
传福音的利器是那个 sharp tool.
What is the sharp tool? 锋利的利。What is the sharp tool that we need to be able to preach the gospel?
我们请看这个希伯来书。
Please turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
这边告诉我们一个全世界最利的武器。
It describes what is the sharpest tool in the whole world.
对 ，tool 哈。好，第十二节。
Verse 12。
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12。
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓。都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
好，所以这一个我们今天有一个工具，这个利器就是神的道。
So today, the sharpest tool that we have is the word of God.
人的心就是这个田。
And the heart of people are this field.
你要把这个田里把它地铲松，就是要有个利器。
If you want to soften the land of this field, you must have this sharp tool.
你如果这个田里面发现有荆棘积累。
And if you find out that there are these thorns in the field,
缠累住了人的心,
that have tied down the heart of people,
你用这个利器一切过去, 它就断了。
Then when we use this very sharp tool, then it will break apart all of these thorns.
所以神的道它是活泼有功效，比一切两刃的剑更快，更锐。
That is why the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
好，所以说我们要在传道理之前，传福音之前呢，我们要在属灵的灵修上、工具的准备上、对我们自己的教义的认知上，我们要长进。
So before we preach the gospel, we need to make sure to spend the time to have a very clear understanding of our beliefs and also to have a deep understanding.
哦，有时候你在跟人家讨论福音的时候。
Because there are times in which you are discussing faith with other people.
哦，其实甚至有时候只是在讨论一下他生活上所遇到的一些事情。
Or it may be that you're simply talking about the problems that your friends are facing.
不知道我们各位有没有这样子的感觉。
And I don't know if you feel the same way.
有时候你想说，哎呀，明明有一个荆棘很好啊，我要好像是这样子的，我要跟你讲，但是就是出不来，因为你不熟悉啊。
It may be that you feel that you know that there's this just marvelous, most perfect verse for this person, but you simply can't remember it.
哦，那个机会就自己跑出来哦。
And this opportunity naturally comes.
就给你这样斩下去就好了。
And you simply need to make the best
chop,
of it, but you end up, you just gotta chop it down.
但是你没有啊，你这个武器钝啊。
But you can't chop this opportunity that is...
你忘记在哪里啊?
And it is because your tool is very dull and you just can't remember where it is.
或者 你不是记得很好像是什么忧伤痛悔的心主好像不会什么轻看。你不是很确定好像人家也...
Or you just end up sort of remembering a verse, something about God doing something about when you're sad and something like that.
好，所以这个工具要磨砺。
So we must sharpen our tools.
哦，不是说，当然我们要整本圣经都非常熟悉，很困难。
And of course, it is quite difficult for us to have a very thorough understanding of the complete Bible.
但是我们有心。
However, as long as we have the heart to do so.
所以我们每天要读那个圣经的读经计划。
Then every day we will spend that time to read that Bible progress program that we have.
那平常至少我们对教义、对得救的正路，我们要有明确的认知，而且相信。
And at the very minimum, we should have a clear understanding about the plan of salvation.
为什么要洗礼
？And also believe in it. For example, why is it that we need to get baptized?
神建立教会到底是要做什么
？Why did the Lord establish the church?
我们守安息日有什么意义
？What is the meaning behind keeping the Sabbath day?
我们要为什么要准备心来领受圣餐礼
？Why do we need to prepare hearts to be able to receive the Holy Communion?
好，圣灵在我们的生命当中又有什么样子的帮助
？What kind of help does the Holy Spirit provide us in our daily lives?
好，这些我们都要非常的清楚。
We must all be very clear in regards to these questions.
这些都是神的道，这不是我们自己发明的，这是神的道。我们刚刚所讲的这些教义都是圣经里面的。
Everything that we just have mentioned a moment ago, all of these are the word of God, and we can find it in the Bible.
哦，你这个工具准备好了，时间到了，啪就可以了，就很好用啊。
So if you really take the time to prepare your tool, then when the moment comes, then you rock.
所以其实这个问题它本身不会很难啊。
So the question or the challenges just that come are usually not quite difficult.
问题是你的刀没有磨砺啊。
Usually the problem is that our tool is not sharp.
所以你切不断啊。
And therefore you can't chop it.
那你一直说很难很难很难，其实不是啊，是你自己没有去磨刀啊。
And you just end up saying that this is just so difficult to get done, and it is not difficult, but rather that our tool is very dull.
好，那第一个就是在神的道上面，我们要有磨砺。
And that is why the second thing that we must remember is that we need to sharpen our tools.
第二就是你自己对这个道你要有体验。
And the next one is that we need to experience the word of God.
好，你对这个道有体验之后，你来传福音就会肯定的传。
Because when you have experienced the word of God, then you will preach this gospel with much conviction.
好像约翰他在传福音的时候
，just like when John was preaching the gospel,
他体会到了主耶稣的爱。
Because he had experienced the love of God.
那他在传的时候，他说：“我是把亲耳听见、亲眼看到、亲手摸到的传给你们。”
And that is why whenever he was preaching, he would say, "I am preaching to you that which I have heard with my ears, seen with my eyes, and touched with my hands."
当然，约翰他是主耶稣的门徒啊。
And of course, we know that John was the disciple of Jesus Christ.
但是我们今天一样。也是能够体验到主耶稣。
However, today we can also experience Lord Jesus Christ.
好，在我们生活当中，信仰生活当中，我们都有体验。
We can experience Lord Jesus Christ in our lives and in our faith.
不要忘记这些体验。
Let us not forget all of these experiences.
要准备好这些体验。
We must prepare these experiences as well.
所以，当有人问说你为什么信的时候
，So that whenever somebody asks us why do you believe,
好，我们用温柔的口气来回答我们心中盼望的缘由。
Then we can tell them in a gentle way the reason why we have this hope.
所以不只对这个圣经的道理有了解。
So not only must we have a clear understanding in regards to the word of God.
还要对这个圣经的道理有体验。
But on top of that, we must experience the word of God.
那我们自己就成为了主的见证。
And in this way, we can personally become the testimony of Jesus Christ.
不管我们走到哪里。
Regardless of where we go.
神的见证就到那里。
Then the testimony of God will arrive there.
不只是用我们的言语。
And not only with our words,
更是用我们的好行为在传这个得救的正道。
But even more so, to preach the gospel through our actions.
从我们的家里开始。
Starting off from our own family.
到我们的社交的圈子。
To our
social circle.
Social circle.
不用我们多说。
And we don't really need to say
much. 当我们自己成为了这个锋利的利器。
Because when we become this very good,
我们就是见证嘛。
Because when we are this good testimony,
你走到哪里切到哪里。
Then wherever we go, then we will be able to use this.
你走到哪里，工作到哪里啊。
And wherever you walk to, then you will be able to preach the gospel.
今天主耶稣把我们放在卡加利。
So today, Lord Jesus Christ has brought us to the city of Calgary.
这个就是我们要工作的田地。
And this is the field that we must work upon.
好，那这个就是我们准备的功夫。
And this is how we are to prepare.
那关于在这个田里工作。
So in regards to working in this field.
好，还有一个重点。
There's another important point.
我们来看雅各书。
Please turn to the book of James.
对 ，James 哈，雅各书第五章。
Chapter 5.
五章第七节
Verse 7
到第八节
To verse 8
雅各书第五章
James chapter 5
第七节
Verse 7
弟兄们啊你们要忍耐直到主来看啊农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产直到了秋雨春雨第八节
8
你们也当忍耐坚固你们的心因为主来的日子近了
Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
好，当时候的使徒，他们也觉得自己是农夫啊。
The disciples of back then, they also felt that they were farmers.
好，所以保罗说，我撒种，亚波罗浇灌，但是神让他成长。
And that is why Paul said that I throw the seeds and Apollos water said, but it is Christ who makes it grow.
好，所以说撒种浇灌的不算的什么，只有叫它生长的神值得称赞。
So whoever is the one who is sowing the seeds or watering doesn't count as anything, but rather it is the God who makes these seeds grow.
好，但是有一个重点，就是在田里面的工作，就是这个农夫他要怎么样忍耐。
However, what is important is that the farmer that works in the field must be patient.
等候。
This farmer must wait.
因为你有时候你工作一做下去，它不一定马上长出来啊。
And it is because sometimes when you do work on something, it might not be that you immediately see the product.
因为主耶稣在马太福音十三章告诉我们，这个用撒种的比喻告诉我们说，你撒一样的种，这个种很好，但是土地有很多种。
And it is just like how Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 13 in the parable of the sower says that you may be sowing the same seeds, but there are different kinds of soils that receive the seed.
哦，有些好土地，它一接受，哇，它长得很快。
The good soil, once it receives the seed, then the plants will grow quite rapidly.
哦，很多的收成。
And there will be a lot of crops that you can.
哦，但是里面可能它外表看起来很好，但是里面是一个大石头。
And some of the soil may be that on the outside looks like a good piece of land, but inside there's a lot of rocks.
好，所以说它你可能一开始长得很快，但是太阳一晒出了一出来，但是因为没有扎根啊，它一下就干掉就没有了，信仰就没有了。
It might be that in the very beginning it grows really fast, but the moment that the sun shines, then because the seed does not have deep roots, therefore just withers and dies.
好，所以就是有很多种的土地啊，但是农夫要做的工作就是去撒种，要去浇灌，要去经营。
And so even though there are a lot of kinds of soils, the goal or the function of the farmer is to simply go and sow the seeds and take care of it.
不是撒种之后你就不管它了。
And it does not mean that as a farmer, you simply throw the seeds and you just let it be.
可能有荆棘啊。
It may be that there are some
thorns
in it.
哦，我们要除掉这个荆棘啊。
We need to pull out all of these thorns.
但是这些工作都做好了，一直做下去。会不会长？有时候还要等待啊。
However, after we have done everything that we must do, whether this plant grows or not, we will simply need to end up waiting a little bit longer.
最后等待的结果是什么？
And what is the conclusion of having waited for it?
地里宝贵的出产。
It is that the plant will grow.
这个对农夫来说是一个很大的喜乐。
And this brings a lot of joy to the farmer.
哦，就好像今天我们在福音的工作上。
Just like today in the evangelical work.
哦，我们带领一个人啊来认识主。
We bring someone to get to know Jesus Christ.
可能他有很多问题，我们一一的帮他做出一个解答和带领。
And it may be that this person has many questions, and therefore we very patiently help them find the answers to the many questions.
不管是生活上、心灵上，或者是信仰上的。
And whether these questions come from their daily life or from faith or from their heart.
问题是就是 issue 了。
Or if they have any issues.
从这些生活上、心灵上、信仰上的。的一些问题难题啊
If they have any issues or any big problems in their daily lives or in their faith or in their hearts
哦，可能就好像主耶稣所讲田地种种的一些难题啊，好像石头啊，好像是有荆棘啊，或者是有恶者啊，甚至引诱啊，都有。
And it is just like how Jesus Christ talked about the different kinds of soils, which may have thorns or have the evil ones or just have all sorts of problems.
那是我们忍耐坚持的工作。
However, we must be patient and we must persevere.
而且得死不得死，都在传福音，都在撒种。
And whether in season or out of season, we must always sow the seed.
哦，不会看说哦，今天云是不是快是不是有哦，今天是不是有风啊？不要去撒了。
And it should not be that we just take a look outside and say, "Well, today's quite windy, therefore I should just not sow any seeds."
得死不得死都要去撒种，都要去工作。
Because we must remember that in season or out of season, we must always sow the seeds.
那到最后努力的结果。当然我们的部分这更重要的是神让他成长我们成为这个、整个工作的一部分看到这个美好的结果出来好像一个罪人悔改受洗罪得赦灵魂得到拯救有一个宝贵的出产这个是一个非常大的喜悦
And at the very end we know that we are co-working with God and if we see a soul that has been brought back to repentance then this will bring us a lot of joy
当我们如果我们能够与神一起体会这份喜悦
And if we're able to experience this great joy together with Jesus Christ
不只是神天上的天使大家一起很快乐一个人受洗一个人灵魂得救天上好多千千万万的天使都很快乐
And we know as it is written in the Bible that when one person's soul is saved not only are we very joyful but the many many angels also are very joyful
这一份喜乐我们要去体会
And we must experience this joy
因为我们真的体会到了这份喜乐
Because the moment that we experience this joy
我们再看回去传福音的苦啊就不算什么了。
Then as we look back into how difficult it was to preach, then in comparison to the great joy, then it will count as very little.
哦，所以我们今天都要希望我们都愿意与主在这个田中来工作。
And so today we hope that each one of us is very willing to work together with Jesus Christ on this field.
与主一样激发出我们爱灵魂的心。
And together with Jesus Christ have that same heart of love towards others.
哦，然后准备好。我们工作的工具
and
利器
also to make sure that we prepare the proper tools and sharpen our tools
得死不得死都在做
and in season and out of season we're always working hard
忍耐到底直到有美好的结果
and we'll be patient and we'll persevere till the very end when we see the many good fruits
然后就能够与主一同喜乐
and when we do this we'll be able to be joyful together with Jesus Christ
我们来唱赞美诗
let us sing hymn
275首
275